Rob Francis at Dawson with you, welcoming to the program Senator Linda Wilson. Senator Wilson, thank you very much for taking time to join us today. For those that may not be aware, we have a couple taxes already that are called payroll taxes in Washington State that go to fund certain programs. For those like me who have a hard time reconciling what the difference between a payroll tax and an income tax is, since the federal government takes our income tax out of our paycheck as well, what is the difference that's been constituted in Washington State to allow payroll taxes your check to be hit with a payroll tax?
Well, okay, so let's take the paid family leave, which is a payroll tax. So this is a tax that the legislature has determined needs to come out of your account to pay for some program that they've designed. So payroll tax, paid family leave, long-term care, those types of things. So that's the difference between an income tax, which is direct. Well, we don't have an income tax here in the state of Washington yet, and we've discussed that before.
Yep.
So at this point, they have to go by way of legislation to pay for a program.
And so the payroll tax hits both sides. It hits the employer and the employee, correct?
Yeah. Okay. Correct.
Now, we have another one on the horizon, Substitute House Bill 1323, which is a long-term care bill that is set to take effect January 1st of 2022. This kind of, I don't want to say it flew under the radar, but it didn't get nearly as much attention as some of the other taxes did. Would you tell us a little bit about this program, the design, and how much this is going to impact the paychecks of Washingtonians?
Right. So right now, it's a program for the state was concerned about all the people that have no long-term care. So they wind up, you know, sick at the end of their life, and they have no one to take care of them, and they have no money to put them into a long-term care facility. And so they decided that we needed a program to take care of that for most people, or actually all people, clear to the end of their lives. And so this program will give you a maximum of $36,000 maximum benefit. So you pay into it all your life. You cannot opt out unless you opt out with a policy, a private policy that you can go out and purchase right now. If it qualifies, and there's really no definition of that, then you can opt out. But you can only do that by November 1st, at least at this point, because the bill changed a little bit. It was going to be 90 days after this was enacted, this last bill. There was an amendment to change that so that as of November 1st, you could opt out. But people don't know that they have to opt out in order to not be included in this forever, unless you move out of the state or you quit working. So this is huge, because if you don't have the opportunity to opt out and they didn't even know it was coming, then you're stuck. How crazy is that? This is an awful bill. Because when you pay in all your life, depending on a 20-year-old, let's say you're 25 years old and you pay in for like 6 years, it's probably, you know, the amount of money that you're paying in, that's not going to be great for you, because you only get $36,000. And mind you, right now today, the average cost is somewhere between, you know, $7,000 and $9,000 for a long-term care facility. If you only get $30,000, lifetime benefit, that only covers about 4 months.
And that's what I was going to ask, Senator Wilson, is $36,000 for a lifetime really doesn't seem like a lot when things continue to increase. So what happens at that point in time? What happens after 4 months? Do you get shown the door and now your long-term care is back right where it was 4 months before that?
Right. Well, that's the thing, is how many years is it going to take before you're eligible? And by the way, the state decides whether you're eligible or not. You have to reach three of the eight criteria, which, you know, right now are what they are. Who knows what it'll be down the line, because as we see, these programs are changed, and it doesn't take long, right, for another legislature to change a program like paid family leave, when they really wanted to change it this year and that bill died. But And the thing is, this program right now, they already know actuarially that it will be $15 billion underfunded. Already they know that. That's why when we had the initiative or the referendum to the people last year to ask whether they could invest in stocks or just in U.S. Treasury, which has a very low yield, they knew that if they didn't get that through, that they were going to be about $15 billion, or they needed that to change it so that they wouldn't be, it would balance, I guess, over the course of, 70 years. I think it was 75 years that they looked at this. So we already know that if they didn't have the ability to change that, then your percentage is going to go up, because this is 0.58% of your gross income is what your payment will be on this program.
We're talking with Senator Linda Wilson from the 17th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA. So, Senator Wilson, $15 billion underfunded. You get a max of $36,000. And I'm going to guess that this is not going into a dedicated fund. This could probably also be pulled to use for other things that come up. So it's not a protected amount of money.
I do believe this one is in its own fund, they say, right now, right? That's the thing, can it change? You know, that's right. It can change down the line. We don't know that. Well, and we don't know what happens if this program doesn't work, because they've limited the amount of time that we have to opt out, right, till November 1st of this year. Then the program starts in January, so they start taking the funds from your account or from your payroll in January of 2022, but it's not available for 3 years. They have to build this fund up before they can even use it.
So the tax comes out in January, can't be used until 2025, and There's no necessarily eligible year, because the state determines your eligibility regardless of if you've passed a particular threshold that is laid out in the law. The state's still going to determine your eligibility, which means you may not get any of this.
Exactly. And if you pay into this all your life and you want to retire to a warm state, all those years you paid into, you get nothing. It's gone.
We're talking with Senator Linda Wilson here from the 17th Legislative District on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA. Senator Wilson, we talked about this in regards to those going into a facility. What about those that have long-term home care, those that have nurses that come into their homes and so on and so forth? Number one, how does this impact them? And two, we know that there's been a play to try and get long-term caregivers back into making union contributions. Does this money become eligible to be hit for that as well?
That's a very good question. I don't know that for sure. It seems like it could, because if you have long-term care people in your home or you put them in a home, then it already is that way. So probably so. As I think through it.
Interesting.
The thing is, these rules can change. That's the problem with so many of these, right? And if you own your own business, you have 3 years to determine whether or not you want to go opt into this. And then if you do opt in, you can never opt out unless you sell that business, ever. See, that's the part that is scary to me and awful to me, is that you can never opt out of this. So you only have until November 1st of this year to opt out for the rest of your life, as long as you live in Washington and work in Washington.
And that is as a Washingtonian and as a business.
Right.
So
you would have to close your business down in order to get out of it if you ever opt into it.
So what would it be that would prevent anyone from opting out by November 1st?
Well, because they're not told, right? I think so. At one point, it used to be that you could opt out until it took effect. But now, in fact, it was going to you were going to be required to opt out 90 days after this bill passed and the governor signed it. But there was an amendment put on there, and hopefully it stays there to give you until at least November, and a requirement for them to ESD to get that information out to employers so that employers can indicate, you know, let their employees know. But if you're going to reduce that time to opt out, isn't that more guaranteeing for the state that they will have the money that they need to implement this plan? And if they get more people opting out, of course, your premium is going to go up. And already it's indicated it could be 0.66 rather than 0.58.
Wow.
So, right.
So you've already mentioned how bad this bill is. For people that are looking for more information on the bill itself, maybe without going to the leg.wa.gov website, is there something out there that provides information on this that you're aware of that puts it in a language for the business owner and the resident to understand?
I would imagine that would only be the site from the legislature for the CSD. That would be the only place you could go to find out anything, other than if you belong to some other, you know, association of washing business, that kind of thing. They probably have that lined out. But until this bill passes, there's no requirement for them to let businesses know about this.
Right. And the bill, from what I saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like the bill is passed and it's just waiting for the governor's signature.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, once it leaves the Senate, I wasn't sure about that. So, okay.
Yeah, that's
just waiting for the governor.
Okay. That's what it looks like. I could be wrong, but what I'm seeing on the leg page is that it's passed both chambers and waiting for the governor. It's passed the third reading. And so it doesn't. It looks like it's going to the governor. Now, are there any terms in here that defines the size of the business? That are there any sizes of businesses that are exempt? If you only employ two people, if you employ five people, nobody's exempt.
Nope. Everyone has to pay this. If they know, then they can be. But the other thing is, you got to go out and find your own policy, right? And then you have to prove that you have the policy with ESD so that they don't charge you. And I find that interesting, because how do they know? Because we don't have an income tax here, right?
Right.
So how do they know what you should be paying if you don't report if we don't report income tax in the state of Washington?
And
it's federal.
Does that go for individuals as well, that you opt out of this, but you have to show them a plan that you have to cover yourself?
That's the only way you can opt out. You have to buy it. You have to buy a long-term care insurance.
Karl Marx would be proud.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, what is that? Margaret Thatcher's favorite line? Socialism. The problem with socialism is that most people, what was that? You have to run out of other people's money.
Yep, it works great until you run out of other people's money. Absolutely.
Exactly. Yeah.
We've had some bad bills, Senator. Where does this rank on the list for you?
Oh, this is awful. This is really awful because of the fact that you can't opt out. And so you opt in as an 18-year-old and you work your whole life, you have to pay this fee. And you may never need it. That's the problem, is people, they're afraid that the people that won't ever use this will opt out because they know they'll never use this, because they'll be able to afford. And people that have their own retirement, figuring out what they need and incorporating what might happen if you have to have long-term care, right? Because that's what we're supposed to be doing. But for the people that don't, we're going to charge everyone this because they think that it will save the state money because of the use of Medicaid and all that.
So wow. That is some convoluted logic.
Right. It is awful. I think this is awful. And the biggest awful part about it is that no one really knows about it. That's why I'm very thankful you're talking about this today.
We're very glad that you had the time to join us today to give us more information on it. And believe me, we will be talking about it.
Okay.
Senator Linda Wilson from the 17th Legislative District, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much for joining us, and keep up the good fight, Senator.
Thank you. Thank you so much.